We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
What a terrible loss for your Miami Heat. And believe it or not, Sacramento takes the season series. Wow. The Sacramento Kings, who average 99 points a game, drop 123 on your Miami Heat tonight. The final score in overtime, Sacramento 123, Miami 119.
Well, you know what they say, you don't mess with Sacramento, man.
They say that?
Well, not really. Oh. But I figured since I couldn't stay awake and watch it last night.
Yeah, I had no chance.
Not only was it a late nighter, but they threw in a little overtime for Miami Heat, who come back from a 16-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Dragic was on fire last night, 33 points. They had a little problem, though. It was called the injury bug. No Dwayne Wade, no Hassan Whiteside, and Josh Richardson, who's played in every game, banged up. He didn't play. So, and they took the lead at the end of the game and looked like they're going to win it in regulation. And next thing you know, they lose in overtime, 123-119, and that's nine straight losses on the road.
Wow.
One more, and let me tell you, this next one ain't going to be easy either. Lakers.
No, just handed it to them the other day.
They did. Lakers said, let's play some street ball. We're going to come into Miami. Now we're going to go back. They had Golden State last night and lost. So we'll see what happens, but God, that's a tough one. As if somebody would have told you the Miami Heat would get swept by the Sacramento Kings, you'll go, come on.
Yeah, I would just be
like,
I'd
maybe
laugh at you.
Once in a while they beat us on the West Coast, but they ain't beating us at home. Yeah, they Sacramento takes both games as that was
it was
that's
bad
a
loss.
Tough
I
one.
Think Mike Inglis said it right. Bad loss for the Miami
it
Heat.
It is, and you know, and it's like, you know, even if you don't have key guys out, and you had a lot of scoring power out last night. You had three guys that scoring double digits for you that aren't playing, including your closer in Dwayne Wade, but Hassan Whiteside not playing, and it's
ugly. You could say it.
Oh, it was a bad loss.
You know, the last time the Heat won outside of the state of Florida.
No, I don't even know. It's been
January 29th.
Ooh, God.
That's the last time the Heat won a game outside the state of Florida.
You know what's crazy about it? They've been in a bunch of those games. Like, they have been, but they've always got to come back. They're way down against Portland, came back to make it a three-point game late and had their chances. Last night, they take the lead after being down 16. So, I mean, a lot of these games have been tight. And just haven't been able to pull them out there late, either in regulation or in overtime. We got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff to get to. We got a lot of Dolphin news as we get set. And, of course, I hope you have your brackets all filled out, sitting here making a few adjustments. I did a little – I'm just calling it TV cheating now.
Okay.
Just to say –
I'm doing the same thing.
The theme of my life has been cheating, so – anyway, I last night I did some TV cheating.
You could just call research.
What do you call when somebody's out there and they're giving your opinion and you know at least all those guys? I've been going to all those ESPN guys, those four guys that are on all the time. And
we'll call it cheat search.
All right.
Because you're cheating and doing a little bit of research.
Well, listen, you're just getting educated. You're right. It's like a professor talking. You're just taking notes.
That's
right?
It. That's all you're doing.
That's true. Cheating's a little harsh. You're right. Now that I think about it, thank
you.
You're
not looking at my bracket and going, ooh, I'm taking that team because Zach did that. Yeah. That would be stupid anyway, but I'm just saying in general, you're watching Seth Greenberg or Jay Billis right. or Jay Williams or one of these guys talk about a Wichita State team that you don't know anything about, but they like him in the Sweet 16, so now you like him in the Sweet 16.
So what you're telling me, it's not like going to a fraternity and taking an old paper for a midterm guy's going to have
cheating.
On it?
No, that's cheating.
And
yes.
a guy goes, here, you'll get a B on this class. Yeah. Just take the answers and go in and fill it out when you get in there for your social science class.
No, that's cheating.
That's joking.
This.
So I knew I had a B before I even.
Yes. No, this is going to the class.
This
like
is
you
a
said,
lot different.
Listening to the teacher, finding out the notes, you know, the information from what the teacher's giving you, and going from there. Now.
Made me feel better.
Well, I just, because I do the same thing. And you're a fraud if you're out there and saying that you haven't watched 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 hours of one of these shows in the last couple days since the brackets came out Sunday night.
I think it's us. I don't think a lot of people do.
Well,
that.
I'm just saying just SportsCenter in general. You're watching SportsCenter at night. You're watching the 6 o'clock. You're listening to another radio show that's playing comments from ESPN's guys the night before and going, ooh, I didn't know anything about Davidson. But someone likes him as their Cinderella, so I'm going to have them go into the second round.
Yeah.
That's research. That's not cheating.
No, that's
well, maybe it's a little bit of cheating, but I'm calling it research.
Well, listen, that's it's amazing because I was looking at the amount of brackets by the end of today.
Oh, ridiculous
by
show.
By end of today, by this morning, by noon, by the time these games
by
start.
By like 11, you got to remember, listen to this, Joe. 12:15, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. 12:40, Wright State, Tennessee.
Then they just start going.
1:30, Gonzaga's playing.
What time's the last game tonight? It's past midnight, right?
It's after the conclusion of the Stephen F. Austin Texas Tech game. That's the Dallas is the last bracket tonight. So that game starts at 7:27. And the reason why I say that is because that's when you have Florida playing. They're playing in the late game tonight.
Wow.
Whatever the latest start tonight of a game, it's going to be that Florida and St. Bonaventure game.
All right. So anyway, get those old brackets in and put a few upsets in there and don't put all the number one seeds or number two seeds going to the Final Four and get a little risky and go for it. As we've got, not that anybody cares, I guess we've got like 20 in our little one here.
Yeah, 20 so far. I would think there's going to be a couple extra
people loaded
entries.
Up today.
Yeah, yeah. Someone will
get
their
second one in
there.
Hey, Joe, you getting yours in? I go, yeah. I just got to figure out how to get in the computer to.
Well, that's the hardest thing for you. Your bracket is old school filled out. I'm looking at it right now. It's in front of you.
It's got a few.
No one else has the printed out.
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
No one else has the handwritten bracket anymore.
Yeah.
You and my brother are going to be the only two people who have the handwritten brackets.
That's an old school. Yeah. Can we just call it old school?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want the Century Village thing, but just a little old school.
It's close.
Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on. Baker Mayfield had his pro day yesterday at Oklahoma. And so it comes out, Zach. Comes out, wow, what a day for Baker Mayfield. Maybe the top quarterback in the draft. And I was like, I always say this because we get this every time a quarterback has a workout. Like, I would like to ask everybody out there, when was the last time a quarterback or a top player had a bad workout for his pro day? Think about this. It's at Oklahoma. They go back home to their college and do it. It's indoors. So the conditions are perfect. He's throwing to his college receivers, who he's been throwing to for at least a year, in some cases 2 years. He's got nobody covering him. Like, somebody came on last year and went, wow, he completed 99 of 100 passes. And was like, I complete like 95 of 100 throwing to my 12-year-old son.
You'd be a second-round pick.
At Central Park.
You'd be a
second-round. Of course you're going to complete those passes. I just got a kick out of it. They were going, oh, my gosh, just what a workout. He hit, like, okay, only a certain amount of throws you can make, right? There's this thing called the route tree that's been around forever. Not started by me, but it has been around. The 9 routes been a takeoff since I can remember. So, and the shorter, the quicker the routes go as they go down. So everybody knows that when they hear somebody talking about the route tree. But it's pretty much been the same forever, so there's no surprises there. Like, you want to talk about everything being perfect, and then we have media guys who go do this and went, wow, you ought to have seen him throw the ball today. He's the guy. Well, what about the other 3 or 4 guys? What, as far as that goes, what about all those guys?
I'd love to hear someone
indoors,
have a bad workout.
When's the last time we heard a quarterback against air? Nobody's covering them. And then they do these percentages. I think somebody finally told him, hey, we sound really stupid when when you're just out there basically playing catch and running routes.
Completed 96% of his passes today.
Completed 96%, and really? People are going, oh, that's great. No pass rush and nobody covering your guys. That's impressive. And the conditions are perfect.
Yeah, indoors in a dome. Perfect.
So,
I just
– that's what I thought of Baker. They've seen Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker Mayfield did a smart thing by going to throw and playing in the Senior Bowl.
I agree.
Because they got to see him. His receivers were getting jammed. They were getting covered. He had a little rush in front of him in team drills. So how would a guy almost 6'1 look and all that stuff?
But he went right against Allen in those practices, too. That was the big comparison.
So, yeah, and it was great for Allen. Everybody got to see his big arm, and some people were just in love with the big arm and everything else. I'm guessing all those other guys, Darnold and Rosen, all the rest of them, when they get ready to have their pro day, I'm guessing we're going to get, wow, that guy looked unbelievable. First of all, the weather in L.A. is usually beautiful.
Yeah.
They're all going to throw, and in the bad weather places, they're going to throw indoors because they all have indoor facilities. So it should, if it's not a good workout for a quarterback throwing to his college receivers, throwing the same routes he's been throwing to him for a couple years.
In practice, yes.
Indoors, and nobody's covering him. You better have an impressive workout.
You're right.
There's no, like, oh my God, he overthrew his receivers 6 times in a row. All right. Let's just calm down. Anyway, I just wanted to get to that. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. Dolphins released Julius Thomas.
Wow, surprise.
We're just surprised it didn't happen about 3 days earlier.
That's right.
But Julius is out at the tight end position. Got some real good news we're going to get to on potentially a guy that's coming in today that I'm sure everybody's hoping it just doesn't cost too much money that they would love to have and we should all want to have on that offensive line. We're going to let you know about that. Plus, the Patriots are taking they've lost 4 or 5 guys now. Just a lot of free agents going out the door.
And Is it over?
I would ask you, do you think they're done after? And they've lost some good players.
They have. No, I don't think they're done.
Me neither.
It's always nice to see a team like that that's in your division, that's won for the last 18 years, kind of get dismantled a little bit. It also is scary because no one's worried in Foxborough. Next man up, we're good.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay him $9 million a year. We're going to pay this guy $2 million. Let's re-sign this guy for $3 million. Wow, man, why are the Patriots getting these guys at discounts and we're overpaying for guys here? It's because they're the Patriots.
Right. The Patriots can do stuff that
no one else can do.
Other teams can't get away with. Nate Solder goes 4-year, 60. They're saying $60 to $62 million, $15 million a year. He's a really good player at left tackle. Big, tall, lean guy, has been really good. And I can see Belichick going, Nate, I'd love to keep you.
Can't pay you.
I ain't paying anybody on this team. And if you don't believe me, ask the defensive end and linebackers that were really good players that I said go get that money somewhere else.
And they got their money.
And they did. They went. Yeah. Went to Arizona,
and
went to Cleveland.
Got their cash.
And got paid.
That's right.
So Nate, you're going to miss the winning that we've been doing here. But if you want to get paid, you want to go to one of the worst teams in football, see those Giants.
They have the number 2 pick for a reason.
They're paying. They got a lot of money for you. So go for it. Hey, if I'm Nate Solder, he's almost 30 years old. He's got one shot left to
take
make the
cash.
Money.
Of course.
He's got his championship rings. Got a couple of them with him, and he said, I'm out of here. But I look at all their guys, as good as Danny Amendola was, and Deion Lewis has been really good. But Zach, all those guys, Malcolm Butler didn't play in the Super Bowl, which I still don't know why. All those guys, Malcolm Butler got paid. Those guys all made out, ended up getting it. And yet, why do I still feel like they're the best team in the AFC? We got to take a break here, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of National Football League news coming out, and get those brackets done. We'll have a lot more on all that stuff, including Jim Larrañaga. He got up this morning, found out everybody's picking against his team. Going,
well, of course.
What the hell did I do, man? I'll tell you what you do. You get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, first thing in the morning, never too early when you're a Chevy man to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. When you see those products for 2018, wow. Hey, you looking for a new car, truck, or SUV? Starting to put your list together right now of what you need and all the things important to you. And obviously, you want a great price because you want something you can afford every month that's not going to end up strapping you for everything else in your life. Well, your South Florida Chevy dealers are the place to go with these fantastic products from top to bottom. We got something for everybody in the whole family. And I'm starting with my leadoff hitter today, the Chevy Malibu. Oh, my gosh. Guy shows me. So I'm at the Chevy dealership getting some maintenance done on my Tahoe. So I go over and I look, and the guy goes, "You just seen a Chevy Malibu trunk?" So I go over there. I go, "This is one of the reasons it sells so well."
Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now.
All right, another chance for you to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM Slam Dunk Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word GALA to 72881 and you're registered. G-A-L-A. I got to spell that right. To 72881. G-A-L-A to 72881 right now.
Of course, the trips and guys getting recruited and hopefully teams are able to sign them while they're in town. I told you before we went to break, the Dolphins have a big one that flew in last night, that the Dolphins,
you're teasing me,
feel like they got a chance, and it would be a major, major upgrade. Josh Sitton,
mm-hmm,
who played guard last year for Chicago.
That's right.
And a real good one when he's healthy. He had missed a couple of games with a bad ankle. Had to get some work done there, but he's healthy, ready to go. Of course, You know the story. Adam Gase was there a couple years ago. The offensive coordinator last year is now the offensive coordinator here. So Josh Sitton's in here, and the Dolphins are hoping to get him signed and put him, I'm just going to say, at either guard position because he played right guard at Chicago. He could be a left guard here, according to whatever they decide and talk to. And I'm guessing if Josh Sitton comes down here and goes, "Look, I know you want me to play next to Tunsil, and a veteran playing next to a young guy would be really good for him, but I'm more comfortable." "Oh, no, whatever you want. We'll work that. Hey, we just want you here, big fella."
Yeah, four-time Pro Bowler. Chicago declined to pick up the $8 million option on his contract. I don't care which side he wants to play. If he wants to come here, he could play either side.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. You're an upgrade no matter what. He's better than Larson, better than Davis. Bring him in here. Let's see what he's got.
You're right, by the way, about those comments right there.
And I'm not ripping Larson and Jesse Davis. We saw an upside from him. Larson's been a good player for a while. That is an upgrade. When you have an upgrade, you don't ask questions. You bring him in. If the money's right, then you ask him at that point, "All right, where do you fit in best? You think you fit in best here or here?" "Well, I could play both, but I'd rather play right." Boom, you're our starting right guard. Yeah. Thank you for coming. That's it.
He will be the one guy that comes in that will start. And, of course, Larson missed a lot, but came in and played better as the more he got rid of the rust after the problem with his arm and came back from IR late in the season. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a really, really good situation. If they can somehow get him signed today, well, he flew in last night, going to get the whole recruiting tour. And by the way, this is why you show him the facilities and he gets to see everything. And I don't know if he's been down here before to see, you know, do you want to live east? Do you want to live west?
He's a Florida native, went to UCF. I think he was born and raised in Jacksonville,
yeah,
so he knows.
He's real familiar with this place.
But maybe he hasn't been, like, he's never lived down here, so it's a different story. But I'll tell you what, the steak dinner last night or today, whatever it's going to happen, the drive around Davie and the facility, the Fort Lauderdale beach trip, you know, do you like Miami? Do you like Fort Lauderdale? Whatever it is, that's a good selling point. And by the way, you're coming in here and you're going to be the immediate starter. And what money is it going to take?
Well,
that's it.
He's got to look at everything and feel comfortable and everything. But you look at that offensive line and you'd feel a lot better about that group
if he signed today. Yes,
than you had a year ago.
Correct.
And be starting ahead of the game.
Well,
so
what's the one word you bring up all the time when we talk about the offensive line? Depth. You need guys. You need
somebody
bodies.
Somebody will go down.
Yes.
And if somebody goes down, you want to come in here going, "Oh, my God, what a hole we're going to have. Oh, now we got to have the tight end stay mm-hmm. in, and the running back's got a chip block and all those kind of things." So, yeah, this would be really good. It looks like the Dolphins, William Hayes, could be coming back as another guy. They have added a lot. William Hayes is really, really good against the run. I mean, compared to the rest of those defensive ends, William Hayes is like it's not even close on how good he is a defensive end. I guess maybe they could play him some inside, but I would just say this. William Hayes, for me, if he plays inside too much, he ain't going to make it 16 games with the big bodies, those big 300-pound guys beating on him and double-teaming him. Yeah, 330s and 340s and 325s and all that stuff because he's not that. And so anyway, they're adding some pieces here. And then I still don't know what's going to happen at the backup quarterback position. I think that's still wide open. Yesterday we saw a bunch of backup guys who, by the way, don't do much for me. We saw Trevor Siemian down here.
That's right.
I thought he was terrible. When he was down here, that game, the Denver game.
It was pretty bad.
It was as bad as I've seen a quarterback. Yeah, I'm not taking shots at him. He was just
No,
he
you
was
could
awful.
Take shots. He was pretty bad. He was awful.
Yeah. And Tom Savage going to be the backup for the Saints.
Yeah, awful also.
They say he's a backup last year, and he was like, they thought he was 20 pounds overweight. Yeah. And they're like, oh, he lost all the weight. Like, great. Like, if the Saints got to play with Tom Savage.
Oh, they're in trouble.
Because Breeze goes, so I get it, man, the importance of not only quarterback, but backup quarterback. A.J. McCarron got paid, ended up being, and I'm guessing it may start. He may start, but he's going to end up being a backup. I'm guessing he probably knows that.
If Buffalo moves all the way up, yeah, he's a backup.
They're going out and getting one of those guys, and with the juice they have, it's just a matter of how much of that juice they want to give up in draft picks. So how high do you want to go to find a partner that will do it? Because if you offer enough, somebody's going to go, well, geez,
of course.
We need a lot of different positions. There's a lot of quality in this draft. Give us this, that, this, one, two, the three. We'll take a third rounder. And so Buffalo's in a great situation. That's why they loaded up on these picks and got rid of all those veteran players for this date coming up. So I'm sure A.J. McCarron is not a stupid guy.
No.
And knows that he could end up being a higher paid backup down the road. But he'll probably start. I could see him starting the season. Unless the rookie comes in and looks really good from the preseason on and the team just makes a commitment to him. But either way, A.J. McCarron was that guy that was left, and he's now with the Bills. And
a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought he would go to a team that he would be the legit starter. And I don't know if he's the legit starter, like you said, in Buffalo.
Apparently, we had been hearing that, and we heard Cleveland want him to come in and be the starter. Yep. But you know what? I think everybody has spoken. We've heard everybody in the league say, hey, he's only been a backup. I'm sure in hell not putting my career on the line that he's going to come
McCarron.
In and be the guy, AJ. So, yeah, so that took place here. So we got all that stuff going on. The other thing I brought up, and we're going to have Ben Volen on, the 7 o'clock hour New England Patriots writer from the Boston Globe, and talk a little bit about Patriots, get caught up on Danny Amendola. Nate Solder, left tackle, one of the better ones in football. Everybody knows that. 4 year, 60, some said 60, reported 60 or 62 million. Got paid $15 million a year, which you knew right away when they got that money. Belichick said, hey, Nate, I love you.
Yeah.
We're going to be drafting a guy because the Patriots got a lot of draft picks too, up high in the draft. Nate, you're going to have to move on. And they got a really good offensive line coach up there. Deion Lewis, Malcolm Butler, who didn't play in the Super Bowl, got like $11 million a year, and Danny Amendola, all four of those guys got paid. And obviously bring a lot to the table, all those guys, just because they've been in that system and they've won so many games.
Yeah, a lot.
And they've all been productive, Zach. So I would ask you this. So I heard all this yesterday, and I thought to myself, well, I let it sink in, and I said to myself, they're still the team to beat in the AFC. Patriots are still the team.
They still have Brady?
Brady's 41. I don't care if Brady's 50. If he's playing the way he just played.
They still have Gronk coming back? Edelman's coming back from injury?
Edelman's coming back from the knee.
Okay.
They got all those guys.
Got a speed guy, right?
On the outside. They got Belichick.
Okay.
So, and you know the system. It doesn't change. Like, really good player, late 20s, wants to get paid. Ooh. We've seen this picture before. Goodbye. Take care. We're either going to trade you or we're just going to let you go. And thank you for your services. And so
Danny Amendola left. What are we going to do here? Oh, let's bring in Jordy Nelson.
Or they go on the cheap. Yeah. They asked Danny Amendola to take another pay cut.
Yeah, of course they did.
Like Danny's like, no, I got one shot to get paid.
Got to get it.
I'm getting paid here, and hey, good for him. He got more in guaranteed money from the Dolphins for 2 years than at that point he'd have made the next 5 years playing up in New England.
Right?
Crazy stuff. Yep. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to, a lot of news. By the way, there's been a name in spring training we haven't heard about. We're going to come back and talk about that. Zach, you think you got an idea where I'm going on this? There's been a hot name going into spring training that everybody was talking about.
I don't know.
What has happened to that man? We'll tell you all about that man up in the tip of South Florida in just a second. Right now, I want to tell you about Gaines Wave, the treatments, man. Dr. Gaines at Health Gaines and Gaines Wave, they are sure are a nice combination. First of all, can I talk to all the guys getting a little bit older there, slowing down in the bedroom, if you know what I mean? Huh? Thinking more about sleeping and eating now these days and chasing the little lady around? Well, you could have low T or ED, and either one is not good. They don't just rhyme. They're bad to have, man. And I want to tell you, you can get rid of them. Doesn't matter what age you are, man. I'm telling you. I was starting to wonder the same thing. Like, oh, God, more excuses for Mrs. Rose. No more. Not when I go to Dr. Gaines. First of all, his testosterone programs are unbelievable. He is the best testosterone doctor in the business, period. Not even close. Unbelievable results. And now he's got this Gaines Wave treatment going. And, man, guys are coming in from all over the United States. I am telling you, it's a 20-minute treatment today. You sit down with Doc. I had 200 questions for him. Go in the other room. Get the treatment done. And you're calling the wife going, I feel something a little different. I'm on my way home. It is a bedroom boost that lasts months and not just minutes, just a 20-minute treatment. You will see unbelievable results. It works. You got to find out more. To save $150 on your Gaines Weight Treatment at Health Gaines in South Florida, text the word ROSE, R-O-S-E, to 313131. That's R-O-S-E to 313131. Dr. Richard Gaines, turning back the clock.
Danny knows the way to my heart. I know it's not food all the time. The brackets. It starts today at noon around 12:15. Canes play today. You can hear that here on WQAM. But don't get benching in with busted brackets. Sign up for 5-Hour Energy's real-time brackets and switch picks during the live games like Joe's going to have to do. Make the right call to get the most. That's not in the line, right?
I know that. Okay. I heard that shot.
Make the right call to get the most points. Are you in? Well, go to WQAM.com now and click on the 5-Hour Energy banner to play. I'm signed up in the 5-Hour Energy brackets as well. I got to get you signed up before the show is over, too. But I'm not going to show you how to make picks during the live picks where you could switch them. I want your bracket to go. Mine and your bracket is not getting switched, even though we're going to be in the 5-Hour Energy brackets.
Zach, I have no shot to win, so it's I could tell you what my picks are. Every year, I feel like this has been going on for like ever, that I turn mine in and we put them all up there so we can see how everybody does, and it's like, oh, bad day. That one was bad. Can I tell you my final four?
Yeah, let me hear it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you mine also.
I mean, I don't care at this point, doesn't matter. Arizona.
I got them also.
North Carolina in the West.
I got them also. This is not good so far.
Michigan State.
Don't have them. I have Villanova.
And Villanova.
All right, so I have Villanova, but I have Duke. I got Duke where you have Michigan State. Otherwise, it's
Duke's got all that talent.
Yep.
Just.
Usually with all that talent means an early round exit to me.
You know what, though? A couple years ago when they had Winslow, and they all came together nicely and made that great
run. All
right,
so you gave me your four. Now who's your two?
North Carolina, Michigan State, and Michigan State.
I got North Carolina versus Duke in a rematch, and I got Duke winning the national championship.
So
we're right there, me and you. God, it's going to come down to Michigan State and Duke for me in your bracket.
But I won't tell you the total points.
No. That's a secret because that's the tiebreaker. You can't
but,
do that.
As far as it, you know, the other thing is, I got Florida winning a few games, the
so
Gators.
I know. It's not easy when, you know. It's not easy.
Now, I just happened to watch Gators the last couple games. They played really well. I didn't see them in the SEC tournament, but in the regular season at home, my God, they were pounding people. And I know they're not going to be up in Gainesville, but geez. So, anyway, great perimeter shooters. Listen to me. Great perimeter
Look
shooters.
Look at you breaking it down, Jay Billis. I'm going to call you Joe Billis.
It's the only time. I've been doing this, for 3 or 4 days now. I spent more time than I have watching games all year.
Filling out brackets.
And then I found out it's not just me because my daughter called and wanted me to see some of her sorority sisters' picks. And and they're all over the place. And I told them, look, they're probably fine. Some of them had no shot.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, who knows? Those are people who usually win, right?
Of course.
Some team's going to get hot and make it to the Elite Eight at least. And you're going, wow, nobody saw that. Some crappy seed.
No, someone's going to say, oh, I picked Stephen F. Austin because, you know, my middle name is Austin.
Yeah,
and
my boyfriend was
my
Austin.
Boston yeah. was from, my boyfriend's yeah. from Austin, and it rhymes with Boston, so I picked it. And, oh, it's so weird that they got to the Elite Eight. I'm the only one in all my brackets that have that. It's going to happen. That's just going to happen. You're not going to pick the four ones and make all four ones are going to make
they
it
never
to the
make
final
it.
Four. Never.
By the way, has that ever happened? I'm glad you said that.
I don't know if it's ever happened. I think the closest it's gotten where it's been three ones and like a two.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't trust Kansas at all.
Nah, I don't either. I don't trust Virginia that
I don't
far.
Trust Kansas. Virginia's lost maybe their
they
best
lose maybe
player
their best
six,
player,
man.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey.
Who's hot? That's what it comes down to. Who's hot?
That's it, man. And we're not hitting you with this bracket stuff all morning, but we do like, I mean, I just like the action.
It's fun.
I like the action. It keeps you involved to keep an eye on scores. And you know, there's going to be some great finishes. How many times you watch games? Like tonight,
awesome
at the end of the
today.
Day,
yep.
There'll be two or three buzzer beaters, last-second shots. Somebody will throw up a shot from half court to win it with some crazy-ass three.
Joe, I told you how it starts today.
And crazy.
12:15 today. Rhode Island, Oklahoma. 12:40, Tennessee, Wright State. 1:30, Gonzaga, UNC, Greensboro.
This is why.
2 o'clock, Kansas, first Penn. And then, don't take a deep breath because you don't have enough time in between. 2:45, Duke plays Iona, and Miami plays Loyola today. 3:10, you can hear the coverage here, obviously, on WQ 560 WQAM. But it's all day. All day, four games here, two games here. You're going to be able to sit on your behind unless you're working. And if you are, I want you to work today and don't take off work.
No, people are going to be able to keep an eye on their phones and their computers.
It's all brackets everywhere. Oh, it's so nice.
And crazy stuff. So, and of course, you're looking for the upsets. And I'll just leave you with this because everybody's going, I don't know, 6-11 and all these different matchups. Everybody in the country who does this for a living has got as their number one upset. Everyone, without exaggerating for once, has Loyola Chicago beating
Miami. Yep.
So now I'm wondering, like they won't have to worry about, oh, you know, we got this first game before we get into this just brutal South region that they're in.
I'm running with Miami today just because everyone in the world thinks
so. You're going back
lose.
Now.
I am.
You're all over the board.
All over. You're my bracket has changed 36 times.
All over the place. Hey, have you noticed nobody's talking about Tim Tebow at spring training? The last thing we heard is their general manager came out and said, I expect Tim Tebow to be in our major league team.
Yeah.
I saw his stats yesterday. 1-for-18 Oof. And 11 strikeouts.
Is that good?
You're a bad guy. Hey, look, I'm not ripping the guy. I think he did so much better last year than I thought. I'm sure he'll do better once he goes down with the minor league stuff, right? It's just
not good, Joe.
It's a tough game.
I know.
To all of a sudden pick up. I've had guys tell me all offseason it worked out down here. It is really hard unless they just want to make a show of it and do the old September call-up and let Tebow sit on the bench.
It might happen.
And
it
maybe
still might
let
happen.
Him get a pinch hit or something else. But
get a couple extra people in the stands to see if that happens.
And I'm not taking – it's not to rip the guy. Or he's just been such a big name and everything else. So, anyway, and the other story, and I'm taking one from Hollywood's because there's one other name in quarterbacks, the really good one.
Who?
And then the other one.
Oh, who's the other one?
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah.
He got married. By the way, I just got married. Like,
he's turning his life around, Joe.
Yeah.
He's trying to get back in the NFL. Show people he's a family man.
How come every picture's of this guy on the beach, either in L.A. or Miami?
Half a beer gut. but this beer. Guy's making an NFL comeback.
Yeah, he may want to
back into shape.
And will he stop telling everybody he'll play for free if he can just get back?
Yeah.
He wants to be Brady's backup for free.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
I don't. Yeah. I want to get paid as Brady's backup.
Well, I mean, I'll go to camp. If they're going to guarantee me a spot on the team, give me the vet's minimum. It's going to be a nice little raise for me. I'll take it. Everyone wants to be Brady's backup. If you're not a starter in the NFL, where else would you rather be?
Oh,
honestly.
No. Look at all his backups.
Yeah.
his backups, two of them last year, the second and third quarterbacks, who the Dolphins got to see, because one guy got injured and the other guy came in. They both started a lot of games last year. Hell, the third quarterback started more games than the second quarterback.
Oh, you're right about that.
And second quarterback just got paid, but the other guys helped his value too.
Jacoby Brissett made a name for himself last year, and Jimmy Garoppolo is the second highest paid player in the NFL.
Brissett's made himself into a really solid backup quarterback.
Of course.
You're exactly right.
That's it.
And
made himself some money last year. Started, what, 12 games last year for the Colts?
Played a ton. Luck, yeah. Of course, and trying to get the shoulder figured out and everything else. So,
and if his shoulder's not figured out, guess who's the starter again this year for the Colts? It's going to be Brissett.
Look at all the guys, coaches and players. It really is. For Belichick, besides we just sit here and talk about, oh, they're going to AFC Championship. Oh, they're going to another Super Bowl.
That's a broken record that we hear every
year. Look at all the quarterbacks that have gone other places and made money. Mm-hmm. Look at all the coordinators that have gone away to be head coaches that have fell flat on their face.
Yeah, well, a lot of
never worked out.
I don't think. Have anyone really worked out that's left? Romeo Crennel, no. Weiss, no. McDaniels left, came back. Matt Patricia left.
He got smart.
Yeah.
He stayed.
I'm not going anywhere.
He got to pay more money, and he goes, man, maybe I'd just try my next job should be right here. I'll just wait for Belichick whenever it might be.
Then he got another job and just didn't get on the plane to go take the job.
A bad look. Bad look for
really?
Sure.
Really? It has to be.
But, so I guess my question for the day for everybody is we're watching everything going on here in free agency, and I know we haven't gotten to the draft, and there's still the second tier of free agent players still out there, still waiting. As a matter of fact, Ndamukong Suh and some other guys see what they do and where they end up going. But I will say this. I want to ask everybody, what do you think on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022? Are the Patriots still the team to beat after losing four key players? Four of them. Four players. Three on offense and one really good corner on defense. Malcolm Butler, even though he didn't start, I guess maybe wasn't that good. I don't know what the hell happened. But anyway, let us know what you think. Are the Patriots still the team to beat with a 41-year-old Tom Brady? All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We're going to get you caught up on all the Dolphins news, including who flew in town last night and who's going to spend the day with the Dolphins. It could be a big-time upgrade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.